Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this afternoon is our Psalm 85, as we spoke just a few moments ago. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, television host and actor Mike Rowe has had his share of crummy jobs. He's been able to make a good living with shows on Discovery Channel, such as Deadliest Catch, Somebody's Gotta Do It, and my personal favorite, Dirty Jobs. There are just certain things, some rather unpleasant jobs, that must be done for life in a civilized society to remain clean and civilized. And Mike is a guy who will go out, put on the gloves and mask, grab a shovel, and show the rest of the world what these jobs are like. While we get to remain mess and smell free on our couches. Well, here are some of the worst jobs Mike has attempted, and in no particular order. He's been a sewer inspector, a snake venom researcher, where you gather venom from the deadliest snakes in the world by hand. And more than once, he tagged along with a county road crew that was tasked with picking up dead animals. And one such episode wasn't allowed to air on TV because it was deemed too gross. And for those of you who are brave of heart, you can try to find it on YouTube, but you have been warned. Roadkill. That's what God's people look like as our second resounding psalm for Advent is set. Captive in Babylon, the temple destroyed, Jerusalem razed to the ground. And nothing, it seemed, to give them life or hope. And so Psalm 85, our text, pleads, O God, will you not revive us again? Fortunately, from such lifeless desperation, the psalm goes on to resound robustly that God is faithful to revive his people. Well, one of the worst jobs Mike Rowe has done has been to experience the life of an anti-shark bite suit tester. And yeah, there is such a job. But you probably missed that booth on career day at high school. But if you're interested, I'm sure you are likely qualified for this line of work. All you have to do is strap on the suit and dive into the feeding frenzy. With fins to the left and fins to the right, you get the pleasure of being live bait. Talk about a hostile work environment. Well, the exiles did return to Jerusalem from Babylon, and when they did, they had to dive into a hostile environment and rebuild the temple and the city wall, while being vulnerable to imminent attack. Well, allow me to set the stage for you. Last week, you might recall, we heard about the northern kingdom being deported by the Assyrians. Well, they never came back. But a century and more later, the southern kingdom, Judah, ran afoul for idolatries that were just as wicked. They were carried off to Babylon, with Jerusalem and the temple left in ruins. Now, God has had mercy on them. Judah was coming back home. Home. Back to Jerusalem. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You returned from your hot anger. God has called his people back and revived them. Yahweh brought the dead nation of Judah back to life. But he has dropped them in the middle of a feeding frenzy. Those who came back to Jerusalem were surrounded by enemies. First, they had to recommit themselves to rebuilding the temple, and that took the first many years after they arrived. And then Nehemiah 4 tells us how almost a century later, wicked men named Tobiah and Sanballat did everything possible to harass, worry, bother, and be all round nasty to those who are rebuilding the still ruined city of David. So here the returnees are, having to work and rebuild the city, surrounded by enemies who want them to fail. Your wall will never hold. Even a baby fox could run through it and knock it down right now. You people don't have a chance to finish one piece of the city wall before it all crashes down around your ears. God's people are in a difficult place, doing a difficult job in a hostile environment. Mike Rowe could not have dreamed this up even while pretending to be a hot lunch in a shark suit. And maybe you know what it's like. Where is your hostile environment? Maybe it's work or school or home or, heaven forbid, church. You've got dirty jobs in difficult places, and maybe you're surrounded by people who want you to fail. The taunts and bullying never stops. And like those exiles who returned to Jerusalem because of the enemies you're facing, it feels as if you have to work with one hand and hold a weapon in the other. When it comes to whatever you're facing, you might understand that God has brought you to it, but you're not yet convinced that God is going to bring you through it. And suddenly your prayers start to sound a lot like Psalm 85, particularly verses 4 through 7. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. For the Jews, there's a Nehemiah. He directed the work of rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, and his leadership directed the people with his own version of praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The people were organized into work groups who worked with one hand on a shovel and the other holding a weapon. And as the work progressed, the city wall was repaired. Soon could be heard resounding the prayer of Psalm 85, verse 12. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Now, for certain, you know that our triune God will give what is good. You can know for certain and without a doubt that God has brought you thus far, and he will never let you go. You don't need a brilliant Nehemiah to guide our steps and bring order to our day's work. No, we need much more. We need a brilliant Messiah to save us from our sins. And yes, the Lord will give you what is good. And this day we come to recall the greatest good that Yahweh our God has ever given, the gift of himself. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet in the miracle of the incarnation, and something better than a rebuilt building or a city wall, something better than a rebuilt temple. For someone who is greater than the temple is born to us and for us. Christ Jesus, our Lord, comes to restore our sinful flesh with his perfect flesh. The angels sing, the shepherds worship with awestruck wonder, and Mary treasures up all these things in her heart. A difficult, dirty job lay ahead of the baby in the manger. Nothing that Mike Rowe or any other human being could ever face. The cost of this dirty job we all know too well. Thorns and nails, a whip and a spear. Only the brilliant God-man Jesus can and will and forever does overcome the bars of death and hell for you, for me. And his righteousness goes before you, and his nail-pierced footsteps have made a way for you. His gifts are water and word, bread and wine. The Lord God faithfully revived the nation of Judah. And how much more will he revive you by his incarnation and his Holy Spirit poured out in your baptism? In Christ, the words of the psalmist resound over you for all eternity. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. In the name of Jesus, amen. And that peace of God that does surpass all understanding Keep your hearts and minds faithful in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.